as we find in the New Testament the terms Abba and Father in addressing God. Last week we looked at the respectful and obedient term of Father. We noted the significance of using that term with God, the necessity of using that term with God. But as indicated, we also have the term Abba that is special and exclusive to the new covenant that we have in Jesus Christ. And I want to start with that thought. The thing that is significant about the term Abba is that it is never used or appears in the Old Testament. This is key in helping us to understand what and why we have with this relationship with God. I want to read to you Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 through 18. In this passage, Paul writes and he says, "Therefore remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father." Now what Paul was reciting here is significant to you and me today. Because what he is essentially saying, and although he starts out saying this to the Gentiles, I think he also intimates the fact that now the Jews have this because of Jesus Christ. And that is, we have a covenant that brings us to the throne of God. Something that did not exist under the old covenant. And certainly did not exist with the Gentiles, of which we all were. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. It says, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." This is part of the promise and blessings that we have in Jesus Christ. So in order for us to have the Abba relationship with God, we had to be purified of sin. Christ did this through his sacrifice so that we would not only receive a Savior in him, but so he might share the Abba relationship with all of us who would be obedient to his gospel. The Abba relationship allows us to draw close to God, closer than any man or any woman has ever drawn under any covenant. Because of what Jesus Christ did, we are allowed to come to the Father not just in the respectful sense, not just in the obedient sense, but as a sense of closeness that draws us to him, even though we are at times unrighteous, even though we at times are sinful, our sins are forgiven, our souls are purified and we stand righteous before our God and are able to come to Him and express our love as Daddy, Dad. And that's something that they never could do under the old law. They had the father relationship of respect and obedience, but never did they have the Abba relationship. That is exclusive to those of us under the covenant of Jesus Christ. So now, because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we are able to draw near to God. James chapter 4, verse 7 through 8 says, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." We are able to draw near to God. And because of the Abba relationship, we have privileges that has never been allotted to any man. Under the covenant of Christ, the relationship that we have with God allows us special privileges and blessings. And I want to give to you this morning just three of many that are special to us. First of all, I want us to understand that we have mercy and forgiveness. We have, under the covenant of Christ, grace. And this is part of the Abba relationship that we have with God. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. You can hear God expressing this, talking about the new covenant that His Son would bring and establish with us. This is what He says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." You see, He had to express it in this way. I know sometimes that we think that whenever we're Christians, sometimes we're above sin. You know, sometimes the sin doesn't matter. Sometimes we think that we have been made judges because of our positions as being children of God. But the fact is, we're all unrighteous. There is no one righteous, no, not one, the Scriptures say. But because of the blood of Christ in the new covenant, God forgives and is merciful to our unrighteousness. And you understand, there would be no hope of heaven if that were not so. There would be no Abba relationship if that were not so. Christ has given us the privilege of the mercy and forgiveness that we all need within our lives. I wish sometimes that we practice this mercy and forgiveness that we receive from our God amongst ourselves and amongst each others, like God practices it with us. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, He says this, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful." Not some of the time, not most of the time. This implies all of the time. Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mercy and forgiveness in the Abba relationship with our Father. The Old Testament showed us that sin was such an atrocity to God that sin was rarely tolerated. There was hardly any mercy, any grace, any forgiveness under the old law. But now we have those things because of what Christ did for us. Now we can be forgiven like a dad can forgive his children. And how many of us have had to do that? Right? Anyone who has been a dad knows that your son and daughter is not always going to do the right things. They're not always going to say the right things. They're not always going to follow proper instruction. And so there's a lot of moments where we have to forgive them. Yeah, we might instruct them and we might chastise them, but we still have to grant them forgiveness. You know, it's not one chance and you blow it and you're out of the house. It's not the way it works. And it's not the way it works with God. God has unlimited forgiveness and mercy. We have a dad that loves us and draws us close to him and gives to us unlimited grace through Jesus Christ. He answers our prayer. Under the old law, a lot of the petitions of the people had to go through the judge of the people or the high priest in order to get God's attention. Since we have been made a royal priesthood through the blood of Christ, we have full access to God's attention as our Abba. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 12 shows us this. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, or Abba, we might add, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? God cares about us. God watches over us. God cares about the things that happen in our life. He's not some God that's afar off, who gets bugged because of your constant prayers to him. He doesn't get irritated by our prayers. He wants to hear our prayers. He loves to hear our prayers. And he wants to answer our prayers in the most appropriate and best way, just like a dad would the request of his children. And yes, sometimes he has to say no, because haven't we had children ask us things that weren't best for them? Sure. But sometimes we get to say yes. Sometimes God gets to say yes. And sometimes we have to say, well, you know, I think that we can get that for you, but why don't you put some time and effort into that? And we'll save back and sometime in the future, we'll get that for you. God does the same with us. So you can see a great deal of similarity. And again, that wasn't something that was completely there under the old law, but under the new law. We have that in the relationship with God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7 says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. You know, do you understand why this was so appealing to the Gentiles in Paul's time? Do you understand why it was that he converted so many Gentiles to the cause of Christ? They had been worshiping and serving gods and petitioning them, giving sacrifices to them, asking them for help. But they believed that their gods were pretty particular. And sometimes they might listen to them, sometimes they might not. Sometimes their gods, according to the stories and legends, could care less about what was going on the earth. So then Paul and the others came along and they started preaching about this man who went to the cross because he cared for our salvation. He cared for our souls. And about this God of whom we have this Abba relationship, who cares about you and everything that happens in your life, and who wants to listen to your prayers, and who wants to answer your prayers and give to you what is best. And by the way, he is making a home for you in heaven, and he wants you to go and be with him there someday. Do you understand how appealing that was to those people? You know, we take that for granted too often within our life. God cares about us. And he's able to care, and he's able to draw us close to him, and he's able to allow us to approach him to the very throne because of that Abba relationship that we have with him. God never tires of our attention. In fact, Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, with three words, he said, pray without ceasing. You know, we may get tired of listening to others. Sometimes there are talkers in our life who talk and talk and talk and talk. You've been around those folks? You know, and they always have something to say. And sometimes, you know, you want a little peace from that. Sometimes you have to move away from that. You know, you have to get away, go somewhere, do something else, or just ask them, you know, I'm not in the mood to talk about that right now, but maybe we can talk about it in the future. God doesn't get tired of it. You understand that? I mean, he's special. Because of the relationship we have with him, he wants to hear us talk to him. He wants to hear our constant prayers. He wants to give us his constant attention. And that's special. Finally, this morning, he gives us his constant care and protection of our souls. Because of the Abba relationship that we have with him. Under the old law, God showed care and protection of his people physically. He could give them physical promises. He could give them protection against enemies. But he could only promise to them that later, I will send you something that will help your souls. Couldn't promise it to them at the moment. So a lot of the promises he gave were physical in nature. But God could never provide salvation for his people under the old law. He can through the Abba relationship that we have in Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to this, one of my favorite areas of Scripture. John chapter 10, verse 25 through 30. Jesus answered them and he said, I told you and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Do you understand? You know, we think in physical ways. Do you see the physical imagery of that? It's a spiritual concept that is noted by physical description. Christ is literally saying, those who follow me. And we could add to that those who have followed him into baptism have touched the blood that was sacrificed on our behalf and has had their sins washed away through that process. Those who continue to follow Jesus Christ, who have that Abba relationship with God. Jesus says, I take them and I protect them. And here's how I protect them. I put them in Dad's hands. Their dad. And Dad takes them and he holds them there. Who's strong enough to go and open up the hands of God and affect the souls that he protects? No one. Not even Satan himself. No one is able to harm us while we are in the hands of our God. He cares for us so much. You see, isn't that a father's way? Isn't that a dad's way? What father here would willingly throw their child in front of a moving vehicle? I'm not saying what father here hadn't thought about it. I'm saying what father would actually do it. What father here would take their child to the state fair on a Saturday night and say to them, I'm turning you loose, I'll meet you back here in 5 hours. What father would knowingly leave their child with a repeat sex offender to babysit them and watch over them for an evening? No responsible father would do these things. Think about the love of our dad. Think about the love of our Abba. If we are protective of our own children, don't you think that with His mighty power and love that is greater than any love that we could know, that He is even more protective than we are of our own children? That's our God. That's our Abba. Because of the Abba relationship we have with God, our soul is safe in His hands because He is a responsible Father. The only way our soul could not be found in His hand is if we voluntarily leave His hands ourselves. It's the only way. That's the only way separation can take place. Because whenever God takes hold of our soul, He's not going to let go of it. The only way He will let go of it is if we say, you're not my dad anymore. I'm going to go follow Satan. I'm going to go follow the way of the world. I'm going to go away from you. We have to leave God. God doesn't leave us because He loves us. He's a father. He's an Abba. He's our dad. What a special relationship. What a special blessing and privilege we have gained. And we've done nothing to gain it. We've done nothing to deserve it. It's freely given to us. It's like Jesus expressed Himself and said, you know, I love my Abba relationship. What was it He said in the garden? Abba, Father. He loved His relationship with God so much that He was willing to share it with us. That's true and awesome love that He has expressed. The question that we all have to answer this morning is, are we still in the hands of God? Are we nurturing that Abba relationship? That relationship that is more special than any relationship found on the earth. More special than the relationship you have with your own children. More special than the relationship you have with your own spouse. More special than the relationship you have with your friends is that Abba relationship we have with our God. Are we nurturing that? Are we making sure that we grow in the grace of God with the life that we live? If you're here this morning and you don't have that relationship, do you hear the specialness of it? All you have to do to enjoy that relationship is to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And be willing to confess that before others. To make a change in your life. To repent. To say, you know, sin's got me nowhere. I am distant and apart from my God. I want to be close to Him. I want those special privileges. I want those special blessings. And so I'm willing to leave sin and start living more righteously. That's repentance. And then you need to be baptized into Jesus Christ. The reason why we have the Abba relationship is because Jesus Christ came to this earth because He loved us. And He died for us. And He was resurrected on the third day. And whenever He did, He conquered death. He conquered Satan. He conquered sin for you. And you have the opportunity to be baptized into Christ and have your sins washed away and accept that new covenant with Christ that gives us that Abba relationship so that we can walk in life knowing we are a privileged people that are blessed eternally forever. So if you're here this morning and you're subject to the invitation that's given, we stand ready to assist you if you'll but come while together we stand.